Hello, everybody, and welcome to Optimal Living Advice, episode 282. I'm Greg Audino, your host. Great to have you here again, and thanking you all for coming, of course. I hope this Friday is treating you really well, and that this episode only makes it better as you look towards the weekend. So, today we're going to be looking at a question that's been sent in from a listener who was recently cheated on, and in a particularly undesirable fashion. She's feeling pretty jarred by what she's recently found out and trying to manage her feelings so that she can move forward. So let's jump into this question, hear about what's going on, and start optimizing your life. Recently, I found out that my soon-to-be ex-boyfriend has been cheating on me. Long story short, he decided to rekindle a relationship with a girl from another city because his new job would require him to travel there a lot. Instead of breaking up with me, he told me he needed space to clear his mind and asked me not to contact him when he was there for work last week. He made no attempts to text or call me and would not pick up any of my calls. I found out about the cheating from a mutual friend who told me they saw pictures and stories of him alone with this girl on her social media multiple times during his visit, doing date activities. Just before his trip, he had told me that he loved me and was making both short and long-term plans with me. I'm just trying to wrap my head around how someone could change so quickly, and I can't help but feel used, like I was a backup plan in case he couldn't work things out with this girl. In hindsight, there were some red flags: love bombing, pushing the relationship forward quickly, showering me with compliments, and I feel very dumb that I did not see them at first. Can you please give me advice on what I can do to move forward and stop feeling like this? Okay, big question asker, and thanks a lot for sending this one in. You know, as I was reading it, of course there's the initial shock over what your boyfriend has done. There's sadness on my part. There's gratitude that he's revealed his true colors. There's some outrage, of course. But by the end, I found myself turning a lot of that aside. I kind of stopped caring about what he did. He became pretty useless to me, and he and his actions quickly cemented themselves as things of the past. And instead, I became more alarmed by some of your self-talk. And maybe it goes without saying, but you didn't speak about being betrayed, being hurt, or wanting to cry. Instead, you talked about being used, being a backup plan, and being dumb. And there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself in that way. But what disturbs me about it is the fact that in using language like that, you're making yourself into the problem. You're talking about not being enough. And that's much more concerning to me than his behavior. And it's my hope that in your recovery, you'll come to look at it the same way. So let's get something really clear. He did not change quickly, and you didn't do anything to make him change quickly. He's been doing his thing and feeling his feelings for a long time, unable to commit and unable to communicate. That's his stuff, right? That's not your stuff. And you're also not dumb for trusting someone. You chose to be vulnerable, and he let you down, and that's not your fault. Now you'll know to be on the lookout a little bit more next time, but ideally you'll still maintain your trust, because being willing to give that in a relationship is a real gift. And you're really going to start losing in relationships if you keep your guard up too much and you let something like this prevent you from trusting again. So what I'm saying with confidence is this. I can't speak to what type of partner you are, but whether you did everything right or everything wrong, it doesn't matter. Him using you, lying to you, cheating on you, giving you false hope, however you want to categorize it, is not at all a reflection of you, your value, of your treatment of him. His avoidance and indirect approach is cowardly and absolutely a reflection of his relational ineptitude, not yours. Whether there are things you could have done better or not, his behavior was entirely unacceptable. It would be unacceptable no matter who he was dating. It will be unacceptable no matter who he dates next. And this is not someone that's currently in a position to have a healthy relationship with anyone. So please know, you're expected to feel sad about this loss. It's devastating, and you've been betrayed. But that has nothing to do with your quality as a person or as a partner. This is so critical to remember, especially if he tries to win you back. And here's why, and this may be speculative on my part, but it's worth hearing nonetheless. If you are most hurt by being made to feel used or like a backup plan, then you may very well be seeking validation and importance more than you'd like to be and more than you realize. And this means that it could remain difficult to stand your ground should he start showering you with compliments again and talking about how you're his number one, trying to win you back. You need to know that this man does not determine your value, nor does he presently represent what makes for the type of healthy relationship that I assume you'd like to be in. That's not something that he's ready or able to do at this moment of his life, given what's happened. And given what's happened, I'd be more cautious than ever about dating based on potential, and my cautiousness about that is already pretty much maxed out. So, you ask about moving forward. Based on how you phrased your question, I think what's most important right now is to work on separating your feelings of worth from his words and actions. What he's done is extreme. It's extreme enough that I feel very sure saying, once again, that he's not prepared to be with anyone right now. So count out the thoughts of you not being good enough for him, because they're obsolete. To move forward, turn your focus towards whatever narrative that's driving your pain right now. Maybe regardless of his escapade, you're still feeling uncertain of whether or not you're able to be the best partner you can be. Okay, so spend this time building awareness and sharpening your knowledge and skills when it comes to relationships. Or maybe you're feeling insignificant right now, and it's time to turn towards healthier outlets of significance, like volunteering, taking on a big project at work, or helping a loved one with something that they're in dire need of assistance with. Or maybe this really is about grieving a loss of connection, and you might find release in, you know, something as classic as spending time with friends, family, or on hobbies. Just forget about trying to stop feeling bad and rushing yourself through recovery. Even if you fell for his trick, honoring your sadness is important, and it does not mean that you are foolish or unworthy in any way. Pain is part of the deal with breakups, and it's a possibility we sign up for when entering relationships. What do you feel you need right now, and how can you get those needs met without relying on him? Okay, and a big thank you to the asker once again for sending in a really impactful question about such a difficult time in her life. I certainly hope this answer gave you what you were looking for and that you can believe and trust in the fact that there was nothing you could have done to prevent this from happening. And also that any self-work you choose to do in light of this should be on your own terms rather than because of a feeling that you did wrong by him or wrong by yourself. Now, everyone else, I thank you for tuning in and being here through the end. You know the drill. If you have a question that you would like to submit to the show, please email it to us at advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. You will definitely get a response from me, and we'll be happy to do what we can to help. Aside from that, have a great rest of your day, everyone. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you Monday, where your optimal life awaits.